May God forgive us. Kings counted money, Caesar counted slaves, generals counted villages they put to the blade. As Christ was wandering merrily one day, as Christ was wandering merrily one day. They were afraid of Christ, but not vice versa, so they followed Christ from the dawn till the hearse. And Christ was speaking sweet words the whole way, and Christ was speaking sweet words the whole way. As Christ was wandering merrily one day, as Christ was wandering merrily one day. The Apocalypse is back and it's not going away. Podcast is back and it's not going away, even if Bill Gates has his way. The Apocalypse is back and it's not going away, even if George Soros has his way.
Somehow we nailed it.
Oh, hallelujah.
What the fucking hell? Welcome. We back. It's the Apocalypse, you fucking cowards. Stoats, we made it. We back, baby. Radio Nazi China. We're here. They tried to curtail us. We're back. It's me, co-host of the Apocalypse, Jad S. And we got with us also the other co-host of the Apocalypse. Speak your name.
Oh, it's me, Pat Hillsman, the other co-host of the Apocalypse.
It's Pat Hillsman. Ladies and gentlemen, folks. They tried to get us, the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Nazi China. They tried to strike us down. They used all the tricks they had. They used bad faith. Pat, you know about bad faith?
Yeah, I know all
that. You know when someone says, like, you made a bad faith argument?
Yeah, it's like when you make an argument that's outside of the will of God.
Right. It's when you make an argument that's, like, too Muslim or not Muslim enough. They're like, that faith? Bad.
It's like, you know, the story of Farah and the Three Bears?
Yes, the Farah and the Three Bears, them.
Yeah, and she, like, this little girl was walking through the woods, and it doesn't matter what color her hair was because it was veiled.
Yes.
And she stumbled.
Can we stop for a moment and make sure that, like, this is what's wrong with the West, is they always get hung up on what color her hair is. But in the more civilized, we know.
Actually, hang on a second.
Put it away. All right, so she was walking through the forest wrong, but her hair was covered correct.
Her name is Little Farah, and they call her, because of the color of her hair, they call her Never Mind.
Right.
What her hair is.
They call her...
So, Little Farah was walking through the woods, and she was lost, and she found this house, this bitch.
A bit, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude.
In the middle. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Right here. Yeah. She found a castle right in the middle of the fucking woods, dude.
A house.
Yeah.
A house of wood.
I think the Ukrainian word for it is deem.
Yeah.
No, we'll get something else. Deem.
They live in deems. They're disgusting.
Anyway. So. Little Farah was walking through the woods. She walks into this little house, and she notices that there's three beds. Or no, first, she notices that there's three pots on the fucking stove.
Yeah.
And she tastes one, and she's like, this pot is too halal.
Right.
What the fuck, right?
Sure.
It's just chock full of blessings, and, you know.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much of what God wants.
Yeah.
And to the point where it's corny.
And then she tasted another one of the pots.
Yeah.
And she was like, ugh!
Right.
Ugh!
this doesn't have nearly enough Sharia.
Sharia, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's like that's why you gotta taste dishes as you make them, to make sure they have enough
Sharia.
Yeah. You know how like the chef like and gives his chef's kiss? That's like the kiss to the cheek of a boy, a Muslim boy. You know how when they're like, chef's kiss, they're like, this is the same. The, they're like,
imam's kiss.
Imam. They're like, this is like a kiss from Brother Hureya.
Caliph's kiss.
A caliph's kiss. Yeah. They're like, this cauliflower, perfectly seasoned. The caliph's kiss.
You remember that time when Mia Khalifa tried to declare herself
the caliph?
Yeah.
You remember when Mia Khalifa showed up in Ripple, Syria?
Yeah.
Like, thank you, boys, for setting this up for me.
Thank you very much.
Now
I'll take it from here. Yeah.
Now that the true Khalifa has showed up.
Yeah. The one and only.
They're like, the hidden Khalif, and they're like, what do you... She was like, what do you mean Khalif? What about the Khalifa? And they were like, we're sorry.
We apologize. And then so, Goldilocks finds the next... she goes upstairs to the next floor.
Right.
And there's three beds there,
right? She goes upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Closer to who?
To Allah.
To God. She traipses upstairs. Yeah. Goldilocks... She
trudges upstairs.
Yeah, the first floor is insufficient because it's too far away from God. So she trudges up.
The stairs.
The stairs. She takes steps. Holy steps towards God.
The ritual?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is, dude. That she climbs.
She climbs.
The Daraj. It's the word for stairs is the same word in English as degrees.
What's the word for climb?
It's the same for going up, like Toled. Like she went higher onto the Daraj, the degrees. So she went to higher degrees. Which case it got
of the bait.
Right. So it got hotter. The closer you get to God, the hotter it gets. By the time you're face-to-face with God, you're burned to a crisp and dead. It's one of the tricks God plays on us.
Oh.
Is he makes it so hot to be near
him. It's interesting that you bring that up.
God's trick.
Oh, yeah, so anyways, hang on. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to what you said. But so anyways, little Firelocks or whatever went upstairs and, like, she saw the beds and she was like, oh, this bed doesn't have enough Sharia. And this bed has too much Sharia.
Right.
And this bed doesn't have any
this bed
Sharia
is,
at all.
Yeah,
this
Jewish
bed has
bed.
Just the right
the
amount of Sharia.
Bed.
Right? That's it.
Glory to the M train. Glory to the mayor train.
Right.
I hope listeners who are listening to this cast lackadaisically press their bellies to the floor. That sound of the above-ground M-train.
Who was Icarus's boy?
Oh, the Icarus's boy?
Yeah. You know the story we're going to do?
No, no, no. Tell me the tale of Icarus.
Dude. Yeah. Icarus was this boy. But we have to Google the name of his friend, though.
A Greek boy?
Yeah, he was a boy.
Well, did he have any friends back there in Greece?
Yes, he was with his friend, but I don't know what the fuck. You can't. Can you Google it on the computer?
No, you have a phone.
This sucks. All right, fine. I'm going to have to Google the tale of Icarus.
All right, y'all. Wait, give us a sponsor, by the way.
I don't have one for this week.
Any sponsor. What do we have? Manifest Go? What else did we have? Do we not have any other Apocalypse?
Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on.
Give me an Apocalypse
sponsor.
Okay,
hang on.
No,
hang on.
All right.
No.
Hello.
Ready?
Hey, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to do a commercial while you looked up the thing, but okay, let's just do a commercial.
Bring.
Hello. Bring. Hi. Hi.
No, hang on, let's start it.
Oh, are my dudes?
No. Nobody's, there's no... There's no.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes. All right. Stage direction.
Right.
Yeah. This is a.
God damn it!
No, I'm the pizza. I'm the owner. Listen.
Two rings.
Bring. Bring. Yeah, hello, it's me. What would you like to order from this restaurant? Both Nonsense LLC.
Hi, is this Antonio at Tony's Pizza?
Yeah, sorry, it's pronounced Tony at Tony's, you bitch. Yeah, this is
Listen,
Tony at Tony's.
This is Theo over at Theodore's Greek Palace.
Disgusting.
Yeah, listen, you've been leaving your trash out in the back of my fucking restaurant. I don't appreciate it at all, right?
Don't speak about my daughters that way.
I didn't say anything about your daughters. What are you talking about?
That's their bus stop. It's behind your restaurant.
Are you trying to imply something about me because I'm Greek?
Yeah, I'm trying to imply that you invented butt stuff because you like it better than pussy.
What are you going to do about it, motherfucker?
I'm going to send my damn goons, you fucking feta bitch. You Greek democracy and homosexuality inventing bitch.
Yeah.
There were no gays before Greece.
Well, speaking of gays, you fucking painting the entire sky, portraying it to the official Catholic Church while fucking boys having religion Italian fucks.
Sorry for painting the sky. I should have painted an olive grove.
Oh, I'm sorry? Jesus, did we only create Western civilization? Oh, I'm so sorry! God!
Do you know what's west of Greece? Italy, playboy! Rome! You know what city is directly west of Athens? Rome! And Napoli!
That's not- now you've gone over the line. I'm gonna kick your ass.
How will you do it?
I'm gonna send some goons!
What? You're gonna send goons?
Yeah, just like you! Your goons will have to face my goons! Yeah!
Fuck. Shit. How am I gonna get those goons?
Fuck you, Tony!
Theo, I'm gonna hang up this call, not because I'm scared or nothing.
I'm not scared either, Tony!
Listen. Shit. Fuck. This cocksucking Greek motherfucker, he's gonna get so many goons here. I gotta fucking... Oh, I wish there was a number I could call that would send goons. You know, I've been busy just being like a very good Italian and I have no fucking goons. I got out a single damn goon, I gotta call him. Oh god, what's this advertisement for mail?
Oh god, Jesus, this Italian fuck is threatening me with his goons. What am I gonna do? And I told him that I had a bunch of goons, and I don't. Oh
hey,
God!
Listen.
What am I gonna do? Have you ever found yourself in this predicament when you need to threat? Are you a small business owner or an American, a working American who needs to threaten somebody who's trying to fuck your shit up?
Do you need to threaten like an almost white person, like a Greek or an Italian?
Yeah, and you're just not quite sure whether or not it crosses that threshold that you're going to get your ass kicked.
We're here for you. Our name is Goons. And
yeah.
There's nothing racial about that. It's basically any race can be a goon.
Yeah. You need to download... If you're a small business owner that has some type of beef that requires a scuffle...
Listen, if you have a tiny, pathetic... laughable business that like a lady with big tits would laugh at and slap.
Yeah, and
they have a small business.
Yeah, if you have the kind of business that seems like a small dick guy would have it, you know,
yeah.
Then you need goons. That's goons with a Z. The app that's designed specifically for small businesses that need to have a little bit of muscle.
Right. And also, like, they need to project, like, that they have big dicks. They're there, they show up, and they're like, we can kick your ass. But also, if it's going to be uncomfortable if we cross our legs for our penises. Because we're big dick. Anti-Mediterraneans. We're Eastern Europeans.
It's goons, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And listen to some of these real testimonials from
customers. Hi!
Oh.
Hi! I needed goons because boys came to my house... And they were like, your daughter is 21, and her pussy is fully grown, and it's not gonna get any bigger. And so if you want to keep this pussy that is as big as it has to be, we have to be able to blast in it. Boys came to my house and said this. I said, boys, back off, I have a goon. Get away from the door, I have a goon.
And then the boys were like, hey, I don't see any goons there, mister.
And there wasn't any goons, but then I called one of your goons. And I cried during the phone call.
Wait, you called? You didn't use the app?
Yeah, sorry. I tried calling you and used the app, Grandpa. And then I cried. I was like, oh, send goons. And then I poured a single tear into the microphone part of my phone. And then who showed up but goons?
Hey, how's it going, sir? Did you order some goons?
Yeah, there's boys out here, they heard that my daughter's PC is fully formed, and they're trying to get in there and blow it up on it.
Oh god, well, that won't do. That's what we here at Goons are here for.
Yeah, can you go, like, rip off these boys' dicks so they can't use their guns?
You betcha, sir. Goons ho!
Another satisfied customer!
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, listen to this other testimonial from a satisfied customer.
Yeah.
Hiya. I was just sitting in my house one day, and then I realized that my neighbor was dumping some of his fucking yard clippings into my yard. It made me extremely angry.
Yeah, he was dumping what into your yard clippings?
He was dumping fucking yard clippings, leaf trimmings into my fucking lawn.
Right.
And I got mad, so I ran out there onto his lawn and I said, listen, buddy, if you don't stop putting your leaf clippings onto my yard, I'm gonna get my goons out, and they're gonna really make you have a bad day, mister.
And did you have goons?
I didn't have any goons.
You had zero goons.
I had no goons at all.
So wait, so like some guy was dropping, he was spreading clippings. He was cutting plants and placing them on your lawn, and you had zero goons.
I had no goons to protect me. But then,
what about your daughter? Where was she?
My daughter was away somewhere.
And she was doing what? Spreading.
I assume you're gonna make a joke about her being fully developed. I feel like that might be a reoccurring theme that might come up again in a bit.
I'm just saying this. You know how goons sometimes in the night, they come to your door. 100% move that back. You know how goons come to your door sometimes, and they're like, do you have a daughter that is fully spread open? And you not only have no goons, but you have to answer their question, yes. She's completely spread open. She went to college, and they opened her, and then it's a real emergency. Then you have to call our 911 hotline when you're panicked about your daughter's yolks getting pierced.
I'm a Catholic, and my daughter's been dating this guy at college who's a Protestant. And I keep telling her I'm gonna have my goons go over there and kick the shit out of him. They won't do it.
All right, this episode of the podcast brought to you by
Goons. G-O-O-N-Z.
Never mind what race they are.
Yeah.
Who cares how most of them are Filipino? That's a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's 100% coincidence that they make sense in their language.
Calling the Asian Manpower Service.
It's 100% coincidence that we've picked the strongest, most Mexican Asians. Filipinos, baby.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Apocalypse, we know that you will believe anything because your pig-headed, peanut-shaped cuck pig motherfuckers. And who knows what'll come down the radio?
Who knows what'll come down the pipe?
We have so much pipe here. In fact, too much. It's like coming up to the ceilings and doing like a snake maneuver. Here at the Apocalypse, we've been inundated. Years ago at the Apocalypse, we asked the listeners to send in their blood, and they did, but mostly in bags, and it made a mess. So then we asked for pipes, and we asked for pipe fittings and pumps. Something to get the blood into, like, any kind of receptacle. In order for us to sell it to dogs. Who are the main sponsors of the ApocalyCast? We have, like, a Patreon, but it's mostly dogs who do mechanical work. Pat, please sit the fuck down and bring me my vodka.
What?
It's directly behind you. Vodka.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about the funding structure of the cast.
Oh, yeah.
The number one funder of the cast is George Soros.
Yeah.
The number two is Dog Cum.
Yeah.
It's George Soros.
And also, well, the University of Dog Cum.
Right. University of the Pacific Northwest. You're like, where is that? What is that? It's a dog university.
I had a friend who worked in the midget cum department of the University of the Pacific of Northwest.
Whoa.
I know, that's a big
cutting
department.
Edge. Because you have to cut them for them to come.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
trapped in them.
To edge them.
You know how in their labs, in their midget cum labs, they're like, you there, boy. And they're like, am I an adult? But they're like, you there, boy. You know how they address them there?
As boy.
Right. They're grown. They're just little men. But you know how science has zero respect for little people? Right?
Yeah, it doesn't even acknowledge that they exist.
Sure. When a scientist sees like a midget, they're like, or a little person, they're like, you the boy.
So, we're going to tell a story of Greek mythology.
Right, sure. But do you know how, like, science can't account? Science has no way of accounting for very short boys. So, when scientists see, like, a little person, they're like, they treat it like seeing a ghost. They're like, oh, I'm just seeing things, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, and folks, it's just yes.
I'm sorry, I'm Googling the story of Icarus. Give me one second.
Realize,
oh, Daedalus. Okay, Daedalus. That's it. Your name's Daedalus.
All right, cool. All
right.
Gabe, can I please Daedalus. Be Daedalus? Let me take you back.
We take you back in time.
To the dawn of Greece.
Back when it was just not even as slippery. It was so early that it was only a little
back
slippery.
Back to when Greece was rough. With the marks of men.
And oiled boys.
Right. Clawing through the grease.
Scraping at each other through the grease.
Finding any purchase to buy one another. Right? You know how the Greeks...
Yeah. And at that time, during that time, there were two boys.
Two boys.
Icarus and Daedalus.
And their brother Christ.
No, just the two of them. And they were held prisoner on some island, probably Lesbos.
They were held prisoner in Lebanon. Island.
In Lebzos.
Yes, all the gay Lebanese women with their thick bushes. That, you know how like they say there's no
in Iran?
Or how the old president...
Yeah.
Zarathustra's... Wait, hold on. Can we let's do a... Put on Abu Huraya, dude, please.
No. We're in a bit.
Alright, but we're kind of lost.
What are you talking about? We're not lost.
We eat Abu Huraya's guy.
No, stop! Don't change bits.
All right.
God damn it! We were just.
Do you know how
we
only the
we were going back in time to Greece?
All right, we take you back.
Daedalus.
To ancient Greece.
Right, Daedalus.
You know how like when you order like chicken nuggets and they taste weird, it's because of ancient Greece.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Got it.
Yo, double got him, honestly. That's very good.
Ow, yeah. All
right,
let's go.
All right.
Dude, take us back. Oh my god, dude, we're so early. We have to cast for another half an hour. This is going to be fucking horrific.
No, it's good. It's great. This is early. Are you kidding me?
I know, but
we're doing really well.
Just have to keep doing this for a while.
Well, good thing we're excellent at it.
Yes.
All right.
we take you
back
to ancient Greece.
The ancient, oldest Greece we got.
Icarus and Daedalus are trapped.
Icarus and Daedalus.
Yeah. Got him.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Hi, I'm
Daedalus.
Come on.
I'm Daedalus.
All right, just start over, but it's... Do the same story you were going to do, but it's Icarus and Daedalus.
Hang on, give me the food.
No, it's all I got.
It's all you got?
I have a beer in the fridge.
Oh, come on. I'll take the beer.
No, I need the beer. Drink that.
Okay, cheers. All
right. You're not going to finish the beer. It's a lot of beer.
This is a good cast.
Alright. Sure. Daedalus, let's go. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing to yourself?
What?
You're gonna die, dude.
Oh, it's nothing.
Alright. Oh, listeners will know, Pat just punched himself for the cast.
No!
Pat is putting a cap on a bottle of liquor that he finished.
No!
Alright, let's talk about Daedalus and Icarus.
Yeah, Icarus and Icarus. Licolus.
Yeah, Licolus and Daedalus. Let's go. They're all gay.
And also, their anal retentive brother, Micolus.
Yeah.
He was the one that would write everything down.
Anal retentive, like he refuses to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, boy. Did you shit? He's like, never.
And then they're really annoying other brother therapist.
Gay. Yeah, they're gay rapist brother therapist. The rapist.
Alright.
That is actually how you spell therapist, is the rapist.
That's not how you spell it, is it?
It's 100% how you spell it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good.
Wait, no, it's not. Is it? The...
Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
So anyways, Daedalus and Icarus are stuck in a prison on a fucking island, and the walls are tall and slippery.
Wait, they're stuck on a fuck island?
Definitely, it's Greece, man. Every island is a fuck island.
Hey, oh, welcome to one of our many fuck island. This is where you put your penis into a cave, and what happens, happens. Put your penis into this cave, and if crabs snap it off, you didn't deserve it.
Very good.
Do you know about the Greeks? The Greeks. We lost many wars to the Turkish Empire. And that's
we're not even there yet, dude. The Turks don't even exist yet. They weren't birthed out of the earth yet.
Out of the earth's butthole, dude. Yeah, where did they come
from? We need to make a list of like the countries that the cast has insulted.
All right. Turkey.
Yeah.
China.
Mm.
But we've also extolled China. A lot. I think we've been allies of China. France against...
Definitely.
Saudi Arabia.
Nice. Oh, definitely the Zionists.
No, I think we're pro-Israel.
Oh, that's right. We're against the Palestinians.
Death to Palestine!
Yeah. What's your slogan? From the river to the sea, leave. We're Brooklyn's number one Zionist
pro-ISIS, pro-Israel podcast. Yeah. Somehow.
Bringing people together.
Do you know how Israel and ISIS can kind of be friends? It's if they do everything they keep doing.
Hmm.
Honestly, keep cutting heads off in the cousin fucking part of the country. Keep letting people fuck their cousins in the other part of the country.
Yeah, and then...
That's Israel-ISIS.
And they can just keep having each other's cousins fuck each other in, like, settlements and stuff.
Until they make monkeys again.
You know, this would be an interesting... We should do, like, the history of cousin fucking in
We should start an ISIS.
What's that?
The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria... International Space Station. Can you imagine?
We did that
Pat,
right.
Can we pause Sharia in zero gravity?
Legit,
without Pat.
Okay, hang on.
I have to make a point.
But legit, I was in the bar and I heard someone say they were inbred.
Please put
okay,
it
okay.
in R. Please put it
okay,
in R.
Okay, okay, okay.
So
yes,
I have to make a fucking point.
Hang on. Are we going to do jihad in space?
Yes, but
we've done that before. Oh, what was it? Saif al-Din is the name of our ship.
Listen, we take you forward. We take you forward to the far future. We're on the spaceship.
Saif al-Din. Yeah, yeah.
We take
the
you
sword
forward.
Of faith.
All right, you cowards. Wait, look at the camera. We take you forward, you cowards.
Forwards in time.
2092 to the spaceship Saif al-Din, the sword of the faith,
yeah.
Traveling through to space to Kafir Mars. And no, you have to dig all the way back. We take you forward to Saif al-Din. En route to Mars. We're trying to find a... Wait, what was I talking about before this?
We're the ISSS.
Yes, okay, come back. No, that's a gym. You don't want to. Alright. We take you. Wait. Alright, adjust the camera. We take you forward.
Forward in time.
We take you.
Sure. And
wait,
in space.
Address them. We take you forward.
We take you forward in time, dear listeners.
We take you forward in space, aboard the USISIS.
Saif al-Din,
the sword of God, you fucking cowards. And guess where we're going? To the ISIS, the International Space Station of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. We're bringing Sharia to the moon.
Kanet Walbekia,
Biznallah, dude. We're going to Mars. We're making whatever's there Muslim.
The bacteria.
So we might as well get into our ship, Saif al-Din.
Wow.
And do the countdown and blast off into space.
Right, and who would have known? And this is how you know that Sharia is right and how God was always on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Is why is every rocket shaped like a what?
Yeah.
A sword.
True.
Every rocket.
Elon Musk.
Islamic name. Elon Musk.
Peace and blessings be upon him.
Peace and blessings be upon him. You know what the Muslim word Elon means? It means when you rest a tired hand upon your rod when it is spent. And you're like, you give it a couple taps and you're like,
good, yeah.
Elon. Right?
Nice.
Yes.
Learn Arabic, people.
And you know what the musk is? The musk is the part that is shot out.
It is dumb.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like his name is Dick Fire.
We
essentially.
New thing.
In Arabic.
Anar.
Elon Musk translated to...
Anar. So let's take off in our Muslim rocket ship.
Yes, one of the many things Islam predicted is that rockets would be shaped like swords.
What is it? Tessa, Tamania, Saba, Sita.
Sorry, did you say Tessa? More like Tesla, dude.
Isn't that right, though?
Yeah.
You know how like Elon Musk is a secret hardcore...
Oh, yeah.
Muslim?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, can we call it Tessa Motors? And they're like, you can't call it a Muslim number. And he was like, all right, put an L in there for those bitches.
Yeah, so the sheep won't know.
They're like, all right, I'll call it Tesla.
It's not. It's Tesla.
Tesla. Damn, this is like when the cash gets too inside.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Arabic plays on words, which is illegal.
Well, playing is illegal.
Sure. Fun now, Tesla illegal. Was founded as an Islamic fundamentalist South African totalitarian regime. Elon Musk, Elon Musk, worshipped the letter Tisa. And so then he, right?
Yeah.
Am I making this up?
No.
Elon Musk worshipped the number Tisa.
Ever since he was 9 years old.
Ever since he was Tisa. Years old. He was like, I love this number.
He's like, number, man.
And then the authorities of South Africa and North America hated him for it. So he was like, alright, put an L in there or whatever. Like, he was like trying to be cool. And he made it into Tesla. But every Tesla, this is a message to you, Tesla Jews. Your cars are driven by Sharia. And you Tesla Protestants or whatever. All of you at your charging stations. Charging is spelled with an S-H-A-R-I-A. Sharia station.
We need cheerleaders to do Sharia.
You mean S?
Yeah.
Cut off his dick.
Oh, so what was the idea? That we go to Mars and it turns out that it rotates faster and they pray more times? We can't keep up.
Okay, we have to make 14 minutes more of a
We have to do much more than that, my friend.
No, we don't.
We do. We absolutely do. Alright, so what were some of the bits? What were some of the ideas?
This was honestly pretty good. That yeah. Elon Musk is founding an Islamist Mars. He wants a Muslim Mars. It's like, what if Mars? What if, hear me out. Alright, I'm one of Elon Musk's...
Remember the idea we had about Elon Musk was the giant robot hands?
Sure.
Yeah, how he's going out to be with normal people. He's like, I'm going out to try and be like normal people. He's like, let me get a coffee. He's like, oh, he's like, mate, could you detach my gigantic robot hands to myself?
Ryan, could you clip these arms off myself, mate? I have to touch my dick with these damn robot arms. And what if I snap it off? In a electronic rage. Ryan. Okay. This is the message to you, New York City and Philadelphia. Elon Musk is dead. He snapped off his penis with his forefinger and thumb accidentally, and then he bled to death out of shame because he didn't want to go to Wyckoff Medical Center.
You gotta start referencing obscure hospitals
in Brooklyn. Wyckoff Medical Center.
Obscure.
Nobody knows what that is. It's in Ridgewood. Queens.
Oh, speaking of Queens.
The Queen.
Yeah, the Queen.
That is also a well-performing clip that we have.
Yeah,
it's like,
Marcus.
Who died? That's poor Queen in America, Michelle Obama.
We love the monarchists here at the Queen. He's a very good character.
Do you remember when the monarchists first showed up to the Apocalypse? Torn asunder. Ripped. By Republican fervor. Do you remember when the monarchists first crawled?
Yes.
Up to the...
When he first oozed up.
That was like a sad machine. What the hell? Mm.
Nothing like a good sad machine. You know what's my favorite sad machine? Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
It is a bit of a nasheed. You know the thing about all these Islamic pop songs? Is they all talk about day of this and that. And it's like, How about the day of you get pussy, you bitch? You're my little puss. Pat, you can appreciate this play on words. Yeah. You're my little puss.
Oh, the day of the puss?
Yom el puss.
Yom el puss.
Yom el puss, dude, yes! Can you imagine if the podcast got one person to take their thumb off the trigger?
Oh, yeah, or put their thumb on the trigger.
No, I mean... hundreds of white jihadist deaths. Dude, if Abu Huraya were not dead before the cast, we surely would have pushed him into the grave.
He surely would have been...
What year did Abu Huraya get vaporized by Allah's love?
Like 2015, I think.
Oh, we were but boys. Yeah. Back when Abu Huraya was turned into a hard mist by God. The thing about Abu Huraya, dude, I show Abu Huraya to regular Philadelphia comedians, and they're like, this guy rules.
Yeah, of course, he rules.
Everyone watches Abu Huraya, which is a guy who got zero pussy.
Do we want to talk about Patrick Hitler?
What are you queuing up, dude? Please.
I'm just looking for some of the bits, the ideas that we have.
Go with anything, dude. We've been talking about Abu Huraya for a minute, and he's been dead 7 years.
Oh, we were talking about how we're going to shoot Graham. That was funny. Yeah.
Well, we have to shoot Graham and Tagai. Sorry. Okay, can we talk about... No, I'll save it. I'm too drunk.
Oh, well, do you know what I think is weird? Did you get in trouble for making that joke about Mongolians the other day?
Yeah, about how they're right?
No, about how the word for Mongolian
is... Okay.
No. Oh, okay. No, Jad. Here. This is the next...
We're gay! Here. First of all, can we please stop?
Wait, this is the next...
The video. Podcast, me and Pat are both fucked boys. I can't read it. All right. Listen to the podcast for now.
Don't say it out loud. Just look at it.
No. I'm just doing a disclaimer. All right.
Yeah.
Listen to the podcast, you coward bitches, you coward sluts. Me and Pat are both gay. We've sucked each other's dicks and other dicks. Why am I Jad too?
Because you had a previous number.
All right. Sure.
When you get called in the principal's office, because you're not eating.
Yeah. Yes. Who are you texting this to?
It's you.
Oh, I don't remember this at all. All right. I can't. I was on autopilot for all this.
No.
Just start your shit. Feed me lines.
You're a student and you get called in the principal's office because you haven't been participating in cooking, right? And you're like, what's the point of cooking and eating if you're just gonna shit anyways? And the teacher's like, that's a good point.
I guess
everything is cyclical. Wait, what's so like a...
Alright, start. You be the teacher.
Hang on. Hang on. We need some background noise.
Alright, but please don't put it under the mic. Because you know.
Alright.
It's turned out to be overpowered to catch you playing the guitar. So if you put the damn phone under the mic, it's just going to be ISIS music. And then Instagram will have no choice. All Instagram.
We'll have no choice but to kill us.
But to split, you put it right under the mic immediately.
Very quiet.
All right.
This is the principal speaking. Could Jad Slayman please come down to the principal's office?
Oh God, I hope when it's down, I have to go down to the principal's office. Into his cave. I hope that while I'm down there, he doesn't slice off my dick and throw it into a heated pan with animal fat. I'm gonna just trudge down there and figure it out. Oh, hello, hot girl. I'm gonna ignore you. I'm just trudging now. Down all these steps towards the principal to ask him if I was wrong. And I hope no one starts playing Sharia music. You know, when I tune out these cocks.
No. Oh, come in. Jad, this is your principal. Why don't you come into my office? She knows what come in means. Isn't that cute?
No, she hates come in.
Yeah. She heard the word come in. So she assumes that someone's at the door when she hears it. Isn't that cute? Alright, shut up, Walmart. One of a kind works of art. Join us in celebrating black brands today and every day at Walmart. Oh, Jad! This is your principal. Why don't you come in and have a seat?
Hi. It's principal, and I hope you won't kill me for being here and speaking to you. Do you promise you won't?
No. Far from it, Jad. Far from it.
You promise you won't split me in half, like, by licking me too hard or biting down on, like, the middle of my body?
I'm not gonna do anything to hurt you at all.
You swear you won't, like, bite me in half like a mouse?
I swear, Jad.
You swear you will, like, find out where my spine is and mush it?
I won't.
I'm just here to have a conversation with you, Jad.
You swear that... Listen, and you swear that during the course of this conversation,
you won't bite out part of my brain that makes me human. You won't, like, chomp it out of my head.
I swear.
I swear that, like, you won't, like, bite out the part of my spinal cord that keeps me alive and, like, kind of a person.
I swear.
You swear that you won't, like, take a fucking chomp out of, like, my dick and pussy area? Never mind what I got. You swear that you won't, like, chomp off my dick, please?
I swear, Jad, I won't.
You won't what? I
won't like, chomp off your dick or do any of the other time-wasting bullshit that you are suggesting I do.
To what? Time-wasting for what? Where does it go? Oh, wait, sorry. What, am I supposed to confront you?
Listen, Jad. As your principal, I've been a little worried about you because you haven't been participating in the cooking class that you signed up for or eating any of the food.
But if I...
class.
Alright. But if I... if I listen up and then... Alright, can you please get my beer right? That's gin. It's gonna make you sick.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Ugh. Wait, yeah.
Where's the freezer?
Maybe in the fridge, honestly.
No, do that.
No, look in the fridge. It's right there. Look at the shelf closest to you.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Alright, drink Gretchen's gin. It will make you sick.
No, I don't want it. I want some of the beer, though.
Will also make you sick.
No, I'll be fine.
Alright.
You're drinking it, are you kidding me?
I know, but if it's all you drink.
You've been drinking vodka.
No, but I had a couple of beers. Alright. Evil music playing.
So, like, we've really become beasts. We've truly become beasts. Okay, so listen. As your principal, I'm really worried about the fact that you haven't been eating food.
Yeah, but I don't need to, you know.
One second. God damn it. Fucking commercial, fucking capital. Fucking capitalism! You remember this, right? You remember why? You're not eating, right? Okay.
No, what?
Jesus, this is a long fucking ad. All right.
Why am I not eating?
Listen, I'm worried about the fact that you're not eating, Jad. As a student of the cooking class... I'm really worried about... Listen, hang on. Wait, let's start over. Listen, Jad. As your principal, I'm really worried about the fact that
we're
you have...
We're so close to a full apology.
I haven't... Jad, as your principal, we're not going to cut it off. We're going to keep going. Jad.
I know, but it's good that we've done this long enough.
Yes, yeah, we're getting it. Okay, wait, no, sorry. Listen, Jad, as your principal, I'm a little worried about the fact that you haven't been eating any food or participating in the cooking class that you signed up for. What seems to be wrong? Why aren't you eating? Are you struggling with eating disorder or something?
Listen, nothing. I just, like... You ever think about... Your teacher... I don't know if this is stupid or nothing, but do you ever think about, like... You know how, like, if you eat something? Or if, like, your girl does... You ever think about how, like, your mom has to take a shit afterwards? Like, she makes dinner and whatever, and she's like, yeah, you're great, but then she has to take a shit afterwards? So, listen. So, like, what's the point of, like, dying? Or doing anything at all?
Jesus.
Do you know how, like, if you eat something, it becomes shit? What's the point of living? What's the point of being alive at all if when you eat something, it becomes poop?
Jesus.
What if, like, a not hot girl, woman, or boy takes a shit? And then what? And then they're not even cool. And you're part of, like, a shit.
Jesus.
And then what? That's like, really, can you imagine if someone took a shit?
Wow, student Jad. Are you saying that...
A
do you
PhD
feel...
candidate, Jed.
No, you're high school student.
All right.
You're cool. You know, are you saying that it's like... Everything is nothingness, and we might as well just embrace the emptiness of existence. Because yeah. if we shit, we're just if we eat, we're just gonna have to shit, and it's like if they're And do you feel any way about your cooking class, student Jad?
I feel a very particular way. And I feel like if they should make us gaze at each other while cooking, they should make us lock eyes with each other while shitting out the result. While pissing out the macaroni. Or whatever. Yes.
Well, listen, Jad.
That was very weird to watch you strike down this cat.
We've called you. We've called your mother.
No.
And she sent your uncle, Leg Xavier, in to come pick you
wait,
up.
Wait. Which uncle? My uncle.
Leg Xavier, yokes.
Your uncle Leg Xavier, yeah, you know, he's your loving uncle. He's gonna come pick you up.
My loving uncle Leg Xavier, yokes.
Yeah, listen, when they come pick you up, I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna say that some of the other boys were mean to you because your whole thing that you said about not eating because we might as well just shit ourselves right here if we're gonna eat anyways is a good point. And when you come back, I'm gonna make sure that none of the students are allowed to eat anything. Because what is life? And who are we, really? Thank you. I knew you were bright, but I didn't know that you were this bright.
Yes, but can I ask, are you not terrified of, like, Xavier Yokes traipsing upon the campus with his enormous trunks? Like, can you not imagine, like, Xavier Yokes squashing your penis and balls?
Listen, Jad. As a principal, I've seen all kinds of uncles. Sure. I've seen uncles that are tiny. I've seen
small uncles.
Yeah, smunkles they call them. And I've seen uncles that have been in wheelchairs and uncles that are black.
Kill
and uncles that are
black
that
uncles.
Are wide.
Put them in a lake.
That are gay. I've seen
gay uncles. Yep. Put them in a fire.
Yeah. No. No, it takes all kinds of uncles.
Gay uncles. So, shout out Jeremy, the most Jewish. The gayest uncle.
He is pretty gay.
If you multiply how gay Jeremy is with, like, how he is bisexual and he will fuck a dude, with how deeply Jewish he is and he has many nephews, he's the gayest uncle. Is Jeremy. Honestly. He has a lot of Orthodox kids. Mm.
So anyways.
Do you know when people are like only in New York? They're talking about Orthodox. But
your uncle is here.
Like Xavier Yokes.
Yeah.
You there, boy!
You have to be both.
Both what?
You have to be young Jad and his uncle, like Xavier.
It's not gonna work.
Alright. I'll be Jad now.
Oh no, it's my uncle Xavier! Yes, boy, it's me! It's your uncle Xavier! Never mind the clopping of my feet. That only has to do with my legs. Enormous as they are. That's me, your uncle Xavier Yokes! Disgusting. It's me, boy. Reveal yourself.
Hi, Uncle Xavier. Listen, we just had a little bit of a misunderstanding here. I think everything is going to be okay.
No, it's not. It's me, your Uncle Xavier Yokes. And I'm here to watch as like a pistol
form. No, it's shiny.
Oh, what? It's me, your Uncle Xavier Yokes. And I was in Europe for no reason at all. I need you to look at my shiny cock, you bitch.
Done.
Sorry, listen.
I need to tap. Tap, tap at the windows of your school. And then I will tap my gun against it, and I need you, my young son, Lex Xavier Jr.
Oh, yeah. Hi, father! I'm Lex Xavier Jr.
Yes, is that you, boy? Lex Xavier?
Yes, father. I'm Lex Xavier Jr.
Is that you, Lex Xavier Jr.?
Yes, puppy.
Were you born beneath God? Why do you sound so sexy?
Because I was born beneath God.
You were born underneath God. My son, Xavier Yokes, are you a doctor of Yokes? And, you know, like,
I'm
physics
a doctor
or whatever?
Having long legs and getting pussed.
Xavier Yokes, it's me, your great grand uncle. You have to be honest with me however you answer. When you were there in South Brooklyn, did you get puss?
Well, I'm 5, so no.
What? Okay. When you were older there.
What do you mean?
You were 5? Why?
What are you talking about?
You just said you were 5. In South Brooklyn? Why?
Are we talking about Xavier and Boy Jad?
No, I'm asking you. No, your graduate jokes.
Mm-mm.
Your
he gets
PhD.
Out to the principal's, he gets
sorry,
called out to the principal's office.
Your PhD candidate jokes.
Alright.
You're about to become
on.
A doctor.
We can move on to Icarus.
Alright. Can I smoke your.
Yes, absolutely. Can I have a little bit more of that beer? Yo, the show's so good lately. I've been able to, like, continuously listen to it without having to, like, fast forward any of the awkward or racist parts. They're still there, they just rule.
All right.
Wait, so you remember the Icarus and Daedalus? Hang on, come closer.
Daedalus.
You there, boy. Daedalus, yeah, Icarus. Yeah. No, come closer, come closer. You remember the bit?
Yeah.
Yeah? How? The
sword. Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I guess. Okay. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get it?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, this is the perfect song for it.
Jesus, Icarus.
We take you.
We take you back to the ancient land of Greece. Icarus and Daedalus.
Space travel.
No.
Alright,
they fly, remember?
Sure, we take you back.
We take you back to ancient Greece. Icarus and Daedalus are trapped on a prison with high walls that they cannot mount.
They can probably mount each other. You know.
And tall women.
Yeah, and tall. No, but anyway, so they're surrounded by gigantic walls, Icarus and Daedalus, on a Greek island. Aw, and good girl. I'll give you some treats soon. Icarus and Daedalus are on a Greek island, imprisoned by some evil king, with giant walls around them, and they only have candles and birds that fly by. And they decide they're against. Hey! Icarus!
Yeah, what of it?
You know how these, like, birds like fly and stuff, and we can see them flying even though we got these prison walls around us.
Yeah. The weed hurts. Alright, yeah, goddamn, I watched these fucking Icaruses fly by us.
These birds.
Yeah, these birds.
You're Icarus.
It's like some damn Fanooks.
Yo. Well, I think we probably could make wings.
Sure.
Out of all this wax that we have. And attach bird feathers to the wings and then fly away to freedom.
Because I don't see what else are we going to do. Live here like some cuck. Bitches. Please fuck my wife. Have you ever been in a position where your wife is there and you're like, please. Fuck my wife.
Let's stay on topic. Alright. Let's get out of this prison. So, listen, I need you to stick all these fucking feathers to this wax that I've attached to my body. Sure. You think you can do that?
100%. Anything for the Apocalypse. I will drive a truck into anything. Never mind how many tons it is. Oh, no, I can't.
Can you stick with the bit?
Yeah, please.
Stick with the bit. All right. Oh, and you're a guinea, all right? You're Icarus.
Like a what, bitch?
Yeah, sure. Okay, hey, Icarus. Yo, it's me, Daedalus. We've been trapped here in this prison for a long time, and these walls are so high. How are we gonna get out of here?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we gotta follow the rules of this place and do some Italian seduction with our moms.
I thought we were Greek.
Yeah, what of it? I mean, this and that, it's a bit of a give and take.
So, I was thinking maybe we can take some of the feathers from the birds that keep landing in this big old open-air prison with tall walls that we can't climb.
Sure.
And maybe we could attach some of these feathers to our bodies and make wings out of wax and feathers.
And be bird men.
Yeah, be bird, not bird boys, but bird men. And fly away from our imprisonment back to probably Athens, I assume.
Sure. Where we can get pussy from loose Greek women.
Exactly. Yo, Icarus, like... I think we're gonna make it. Let's attach these fucking wings to ourselves. And let's fly off.
So how much more cast do you have to do? It's gotta
Stop.
Be almost over.
Doesn't matter.
Alright.
We gotta do like literally
10 more minutes of cast.
But we will do more than that, alright? So listen.
It's such an exhausting thing.
No. We're gonna fly up to the sky.
Sure.
Let's start flapping.
But,
oh.
Can I ask this? Okay, Pat. Huh? We're gonna go up to the sky and see who? God's friends?
Yep.
So if we go up to the sky and we record a bunch of video, we're probably gonna see God's boys, like his dogs or whatever. I don't know. Okay, Pat, what I'm discussing is, like, what kind of insight are we going to get into examining God?
Well, we'll get to God soon, and we'll get to the absence of God soon,
sure.
too. Yeah. But first, we have to talk about Icarus and Daedalus, right?
All right.
So, Icarus and Daedalus, whoa, we're trapped on this prison, and the walls are really high, and we can't escape, even though it's open to the sky, and the sky is right there, and we can see birds flying by.
The
oh,
sky!
Oh, yeah, okay, no, that's Daedalus. Okay, that's Icarus, right? Yeah, okay. Yo,
okay,
you got it. All right, you got it. And hey, I'm Daedalus. Whoa.
Oh, what up?
Listen, Daedalus. Listen, Icarus. Icarus, I'm Daedalus. All right.
Sure.
And we've been out here in this prison.
In the sky.
With only the sky above us. And I see all these birds fly by, and I'd like to get back to Athens, to our country. You know, our city state. And I was thinking maybe we could stick some of these bird feathers onto ourselves and fly up into the sky and use the wax that we have to fasten the feathers to ourselves. What do you think about that,
Icarus? To hold them. Gay. I think that's fucking gay. I think that's a thing.
Oh,
I don't know if it's gay. I think it's actually short-sighted.
Do the voice.
Boy.
No, you
do. Oh, well, I don't know. I think it's like a Bill bit, Gates. Like, yeah. Short-sighted if, like, you, like, invest in it.
Louder.
Because, like, no, the point of it is that it's quiet.
Okay, fine. You're doing good.
Because, yeah. Like, the point of it is, like, it's, like, being a bit artistic or whatever, and it's, like, something, like, 100% produced.
I can't understand what you're saying there, Icarus, but I think that we need to fly away. So are you ready? I'm going to stick all these feathers to you, and then we're going to flap our arms, and then we'll fly off.
Yeah, I hope you stick all those feathers, and, you know, I become, like, you know, yeah.
It's not audible. You're getting too late.
I don't know. I feel like, well, the mic is right here, so.
All
right,
fine. Okay, listen.
It's basically, I'm just like, oh, I hope I'm cool after you can hit Control R delete.
Dude, at that level.
Right. I want to be cool after you can hit Control Alt Delete. Right.
Let's. All right. Are you ready? You ready, Icarus? Let's flap our arms.
And take us back to the. Yeah. The what?
To the boys?
No, the 100-acre wood.
Yeah. Oh, take us back to the 100-acre wood. Yes, let's flap our wings, right? Oh, we're flying! Hey, Icarus, check it out! We're flying up in the sky!
Whoa, he's fucking fun nuts!
Oh,
yeah!
That's Icarus's voice that you decided on.
I thought Alex was gonna do it.
He's gone, he's not here.
He's dead.
Yeah. Can you please finish it? Please, please, please.
Alright, how much more do we.
It doesn't matter! Just go! Just finish it! Finish it! Sorry, Ingo.
Honestly, yeah, we have to do 4 more minutes.
Well, like, can you finish the bit?
Yeah.
It's just, okay. And we're also going to do Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, dude, you came all the way up here. We're going to do Pooh. We're not going to not do Pooh.
It's not that far. It's Philly didn't eat.
Doesn't matter. that's how much you hate Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh is the best character by far. Because it's copyright free, baby.
Dude, the drawings are so menacing. Just like claws. Grabbing like an AK-47.
Yeah. We need to talk about the drawings.
They're horrific. Yeah. They're bad.
Yeah, they're so good, right?
I mean, they are good, like, artistically, but, like... Sorry. No, artistically, they're bad, but, like... On a marketing standpoint, they are, like, very badass and scary.
Yeah. They rule. Okay, so... Whoa, Icarus! You're flying pretty high there! Don't fly too close to the sun!
Whoa! Don't tell me what to do, you fucking fuck.
Hey, no, don't tell me what to do. You're the Bill Gates voice for it.
Hi! Ah, it's me!
Icarus.
Icarus.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do. There's no telling what you think I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make all the tricks that you hate.
Listen, don't fly so close to the sun. You're gonna burn yourself.
Never mind what I do, you cocksucker motherfucker. Cocksucker.
Why would you fly so close to the sun?
For whatever, I mean, for cocaine or... It smells like pussy. Because here's the thing, you fucking dumb bitch. When you get close to the sun, it smells like what? Like pussy.
I think you're wrong. I don't think the sun smells like pussy, Icarus.
Listen, I'm your baby sister and there's no one there for you.
Why?
You're Icarus.
Can it not be Tanya Fauci?
Fine, go on. Yeah, you're flying too close to the sun. Please, fly low and don't fly so close to the sun.
Don't worry about how close I put my pussy to the sun.
Why are you calling me gay? Because the sun smells like pussy. I'm not to fly near it.
I call me King.
No, say it.
Are you calling me gay because the sun
smells like pussy and I'm telling you not to fly near it? Please, that's the punchline. Please, Icarus, don't fly so close to the sun.
I can't remember.
Just do it in your normal voice.
Alright, I can't remember, but I will say this, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's
Icarus and Daedalus are flying.
It's right? So funny.
Yeah. Icarus and Daedalus are flying. And Icarus is flying so close to the sun. And Daedalus says, no, don't fly close to the sun, right? And Icarus says, don't tell me what to do. And he goes, why are you flying close to the sun? He goes, because it smells like pussy. And Daedalus says, no, it doesn't. And then Icarus says, how would you know you're gay? And he goes, trust me, it doesn't. And he's like, don't tell me what to do. By telling me not to fly near the sun, you're telling me that I'm gay. You ready?
No. All right, we have to do... Okay, this is the last one, because I have to go to sleep.
No, then we have to do poop.
Oh.
Come on, Jad, pull through.
100% going to fall asleep.
No, you're going to power through. All right.
You have done an hour and 5 minutes.
Doesn't matter. All right, you're going to power through.
All right, let's go.
Whoa! Icarus! Just do your regular voice for it, okay?
Right.
Don't strain your voice.
Come on.
Yo, Icarus, we're flying away from our imprisonment using wings that are made out of wax and feathers. It's incredible.
What? We're using wings? Are we gay now?
No,
have we been fanooks this whole time?
No, it's nothing to do with it. We're just trying to fly home to Athens.
Have
please.
We been eating salam, but the wrong way this whole time? Like, have we been eating it in an embarrassing way?
I don't think so. Listen, oh, Icarus, you're flying too close to the sun. Oh. Why are you doing that?
If only I could lean to one way or the other.
Why are you flying so close to the sun?
Can I ask you this? Have you ever smelled the sun?
No, I haven't.
You know what it smells like? Do you have any clue?
I don't know, Icarus. What does the sun smell like?
Puss. Thank you. Yeah.
No, how do you know that? You've never been to the sun. How do you know it smells like puss?
Well, you can smell it from a distance because of how much pussy smells from, like, another country. You know how, like, you can be in, like, England and you smell Irish puss and you're like, what have they been doing to your women?
Yes, but that's not an excuse to fly close to the sun. Please, keep your distance.
All right. Hey, I respect your wishes, but can I ask you one question?
What? What?
When you say respect my wishes, are you saying I'm gay?
What do you mean? Why?
Because, like, what if I wish to come near your daughter, unless I'm gay?
Son. Son.
Or your son.
Alright,
let me start again.
Okay. Yo, right,
are you saying I'm gay?
What do you mean?
Well, like, if I don't meet these two criteria of yours, you say I'm a homosexual.
Why? Why are you saying that?
Well, because I want to pass on my genetics to my son, who is in 10th grade.
Chad.
Did I not just do it? That is it. That's...
No! What are you talking about?
Did I fuck it up?
Yes, you fucked it up. What are you talking about? It's Icarus and Daedalus. You're flying out of... You're flying and you're...
No,
flying.
It's Daedalus, but I'm like, given the stats. Like, he's above statistical something or another. That's Daedalus, right?
What the fuck are you talking about, Chad?
Alright,
Your brain is gone. You're completely fucked. Did you take shrooms or something?
No, I think I'm just genuinely confused by the situation.
Icarus and Daedalus are flying.
Sure.
Okay. And Icarus flies too close to the sun. You know the expression to fly too close to the sun? Have you heard
that?
That's
Icarus does, yeah.
Yeah. Right? And the reason that Icarus flies too close to the sun is because he claims it smells like pussy. And Daedalus tells him, don't fly close to the sun. And Icarus says, what are you calling me gay? And then he flies up to the sun.
How does the Ornus interpret this?
What?
How does anyone misinterpret that?
It's so easy. Can we try it again, please?
Why are you gay?
no, why are you flying close to the sun? He says, because it smells like pussy. And he says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Don't do it. And he says, when you tell me not to fly close to the sun, you're really calling me gay. I know what you mean. And then he falls and he's like, ah! Can we please do the bit now, please?
No, I think we're done.
No, can you do it, please? They've been longer episodes. The people will be confused and disappointed.
All right,
Jad, can you please just do? Can you, Icarus, Daedalus, all right, grab the microphone. Put it near your mouth. Here, I'll get it. It's so embarrassing.
We don't have to do this. We can just stop the cast.
No, we do. We do. We have to do this bit. I've been wanting to do it.
All right. But do you know how to save this? Can I please stop and save this?
Stop and save, yeah. No, we're not done.
Make some noise.
Oh! All right,
we're good.
We got it.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Icarus! No. Don't fly so close to the sun! Why would you do that?
I'm trying to look at the sun, you fucking finuck, you piece of shit, you bitch.
But why? What is it that attracts you to the sun, Icarus?
Well, because of its fire and its pussy.
What are you talking about, its pussy?
It smells like... It reeks of pussy in there.
You're saying the sun smells like pussy?
Yeah, every part of the sun that can be entered by people reeks of puss.
But that doesn't mean that you have to fly up there, and we don't even know if that's true. Please, don't fly up there!
Well, I kind of have to... Alright, go for it.
Say it. Say it, you bastard. Say it. What?
It's very funny.
Yeah, I know. Can you please? Jesus, imagine what we could do if you were completely retarded right now.
Are you saying you got pissed at people when they broadcast that you might be retarded?
Damn.
Chad, get it together, man. Holy fuck.
I think I do have it together. I'm reporting 3/4 of, like, all occurrences.
Listen, Icarus, can you? Why are you flying so close to the sun? Because it smells like what?
Pussy. Or it doesn't smell like enough pussy, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not a good reason to fly near the sun. Please don't do that.
I mean, it's kind of a great reason, honestly. And I know when you give me the advice, you're saying I'm a gay boy.
No, I'm just telling you, don't fly close to the sun. It's hot.
You're thinking I'm a damn Finook, dude.
No, don't fly near the sun.
I'm going to fly away from it. Or sorry, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. No, don't do it.
I'm going to crash my plane into the twin spires.
Of the sun.
Oh, no, like how water traverses New York.
Please, don't fly so close to the sun. Icarus, don't do it.
I probably will. And from henceforth, all these companies will have an investing stake in me cut out of their frame. And I know this, enemies of the cast. When you advise me to fly close to the sun...
Not to fly close to the sun.
I know that when you warn me against flying close to the sun, it's gay Zionist propaganda. And I'll do whatever's the opposite of what you wish.
No, don't fly into the sun, Icarus. Don't do that, please.
I'll become a bad plumber. And fly a wife and her husband into one of the towers of New York City.
Jesus, Icarus, don't do it, Icarus. Don't fly into the sun.
Too late. They've given me a disgusting name. And all that's left is to stand watch late at night. I'm gonna fly this motherfucker into the sun. Because it smells like you. You there, human refuge. I'm gonna tie you to this and that. And never... I mean, I feel like the first 1,000 dickheads will be fine. Sure. Round of departure, he's gonna fly into which body? The sun? Alright, you're Icarus, you're gonna fly into...
You're Icarus, you're gonna fly into the sun, just say it, please.
Alright, I guess I'll fly into the sun.
I Why? Guess
I'll, well, because pinching maneuvers is maybe too difficult.
Because it smells like...
Puss.
Okay, great. Oh no, you've gotten so close that you're on fire and you're falling.
Oh god, no. I wish, alright. I wish I wasn't falling to this extent. Stop hitting me, dude. We know the hinges are wrong.
Shit. Oh my god, Icarus, you're falling from the sky. I told you.
Yeah,
not.
No thanks to Hindu America. Oh god, I should have trusted my bodywork to Italians!
No! Icarus! Oh god! I told you not to fly so close to the sun! Oh god! Jesus, I hope it really did smell like puss.
Pretty good. I mean, puss. Think about puss. Is it?
Oh God! Why?
Pat, relax. You can't scream. Why?
Oh, we take you to the Drakewood.
You can't scream that much. Why, dude? You have to, like...
Oh. We take you back.
No, I feel like... Alright, I'm gonna take a piss. But we have to cut the episode, because it's been pretty fucking good.
No, yeah.
If it goes on for 3 hours, it's gonna become.
No, we gotta do poo. It's not an episode without poo.
We'll cut him. Or I'll cut him.
No, let's do poo now.
Alright, hold on. I did take a piss.
Okay, go take a piss and then poo, alright?
I know, but.
This has been a very good episode. Let's pop it off. Come on, it's a classic. Oh. I forget, but some parts of it were good. Oh, Goons was good.
I don't know. It was not a bad episode at all, but.
I have to shit soon. That was like a child in labor getting that fucking Icarus bit done.
Alright, let's go.
All you had to say was the sun is gay. Ah, I'm falling.
No, oh, no, the sun is...
It's the sun that's gay, not me. No.
Good girl, Ingrid.
Alright. We gotta...
Alright.
How long are we doing this? Oh, dude, we're...
No,
hell.
Doesn't matter.
We're doing an hour and a half.
Doesn't matter. We have to do poo.
Alright. Something... Okay, you know what we're gonna do something about?
Oh, we have been recording an hour and a half. Yeah. We're good.
We're gonna talk about the donkey and his absence.
Yeah, I can see the absence of the donkey.
Pooh said in the 100-acre wood.
Alright. We take you back
to the 100-acre wood.
Right? We gotta take you back. Lay down, dude. We're going back.
Back.
We take you back to the 100-acre woods. It's Pooh. And Piglet. And that pig-headed donkey bitch. Piglet! Alright, sure.
The 100-acre
Piglet!
Wood.
We take you back to the 100-acre wood.
We take you back in time to the 100-acre wood.
Go. You there, Piglet. Show yourself to me.
Yes, Pooh. Here I am, Piglet.
Yes, you there, Piglet. And with your piglet shape, what do you do?
I don't know, I kind of just walk around and take orders from you.
Oh, you walk around and take.
Yes, that's about right.
Yes, you see what you like and then you put it in your pocket.
Well, if by my pocket, you mean my mouth, then yes.
Sure, you put it in your pussy mouth.
I suppose so, yes.
And then when anyone asks, like, hey, do you have this or that? And you're like, I'm sorry, but it's become my pussy mouth.
Well, I suppose that it's inside of my bowels at that point, no?
Yes, your pig bowels. But then your mothers, they keep on spreading their weeds.
Pooh, sometimes I shit.
You shit how often?
Several times a day, I'm a pig.
Several what?
Times a day.
You shit?
Yes, I do.
You look at these boys.
By the way, Pooh, is your urethra feeling at all better from last week? I know that you wished from Allah to give you a gigantic penis, and he gave you a penis that's like 30 or 40 times your body weight, and then you had to drag it through the desert to get here.
Never mind my urethra.
Yeah, and that you're still attached to your gigantic penis that's full of pustules, and that we had to siphon out some of the pus in order to release the pressure on your urethra in order for you to urinate. How do you feel now? What was that, Pooh?
Release the pressure on your urethra. It's all kind of... The whole thing is for right-wing loser comedians. Not right-wing as in, like, conservative, but, like, just as in, like, not successful.
Okay, that's what it is. The working comedians.
Yeah.
Hey, Pooh! Is your gigantic bear dong feeling any better after we siphon the pus out?
After you shot it with a shotgun, yeah, it does. I mean, it's fine.
Did it release the pressure on anything?
No, it just cut a bunch of holes in me, you dumb slut. Yes, my Udin turret.
Your what?
What did you say?
My urethra, my urethra. Wait, who says urethra?
Hell.
It says my urethra. Fresh on my urethra. Who rules so much, dude?
Yeah, I think urethra comes before this genre of comedy.
What?
I don't think nicknames were funny things, I said.
Okay, come on.
Talk show about me your urethra. I don't remember.
Remember you wished from Allah to have a gigantic bear dick, and then you have to drag it through the desert, and it's like 90 times your size. And it got stuck on like trees and rocks and shit, so pustules formed inside of it, and those put pressure on your urethra, and then you weren't able to urinate, so we had to siphon the pus
out.
That's
the whole story, it's just the way I said urethra.
Well, that's the whole punchline.
I think you had an urethra.
Yeah, you got it right. So, hey, Pooh, how is your urethra feeling this week? I knew that your gigantic bear dick was dragged through
yes.
the desert.
Thank you for asking about my enormous bear dick. I was dragged through the forest without harm. My penis was preserved by plants and like how people followed them.
What about your urethra?
My urethra?
Yes, your urethra.
Yes. I asked my doctor about my urethra.
What did he say?
He said it's fine.
Oh, thank God. Praise be to Allah.
But that's not all he said. He also chomped me during the session. He gave me a bite. He was like, you're no urethra. And then he bit me. And I said, you fucking slut. And I shot him through the chin. Now, this is all stupid. We have to end the episode. You still have to... Okay, fine. You still have to record a Patreon episode.
Oh, do you know? Continue. We have to kill the donkey.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, you were saying some stuff about Donkey, how he betrayed us.
Sure.
Do you think that we need to do anything in retaliation for that?
Semen machine.
What?
Semen.
What?
There's a device called the semen machine.
Wait, you're Piglet.
I know, but I'm just talking about, like, punishments that are available to you.
We're talking about Donkey right now.
Well, Donkey could get set ablaze and obliterated by a 91 millimeter.
Alright, this is starting to deteriorate, so we're going to have to change.
Sure.
Oh boy. You know, I sure do hope that we don't get attacked.
By who?
But well, we've developed this iron dome against squid. So I don't think the squid are going to pose any kind of threat to us.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they seem pretty spooky.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God, what is that? Hang on. What is that? Wow, that's really unusual. Hang on, let's check the sonar. Oh no. I'm picking something up on the sonar. Oh my God. That could only be a Mongolian battle cry. Dad, it seems that your joke about Mongolians and Arabs seems to have angered the Mongolian horde, and that they're allied with squid and are descending upon us.
Okay.
They're descending upon us. The Mongolians are descending upon you, Jad. Wake up.
No, they love descending. They're
descending upon you because you made a joke about their culture and Arabic.
And the steppe.
No, I got it.
Yeah, you made a joke about... What was the joke you made, Jad?
I was like, what if this step? Take my wife, please.
But what was it that you said about Mongolia and the Arabic language, Jad?
I was like, I would never marry a Mongolian.
No!
Because it steps above from marrying a house creature, like a dog.
I don't think that's enough to anger them. Please, this is serious, Jad. You need to tell me what joke you made.
It's not the same word in Arabic for Mongolian.
It's got the same word in Arabic for the N-word. It's the same word.
God. Oh, Jesus, no!
Yeah.
You made a joke about Mongolians and it looks like you've angered them. Listen to their terrifying battle cries.
Yeah, it's almost as if they don't care that much about it.
Jesus, no! I hope that they don't team up with Squid.
Yeah, it's almost as if they went to a restaurant and were like, if you can't serve food, we're gonna stand here. And the restaurant was like, okay.
Jesus, I hope
you're a part of this.
That their crazy mongrel god and their ways haven't been mixed with those of the squid. Oh god, Jad!
Oh god.
These Mongolians!
These Mongolians! Oh god.
Oh god!
This was, well, no, I cold fell asleep during that. I was 100%
out.
Jen!
Oh my gosh, what a big baby!
Oh no! Oh no! It's the big baby! Squid! Oh my god, there's squid!
Fuck.
Oh shit! I think that we might have been attacked by them! Oh my god! That's squid! Oh my god! Jad, quickly!
What?
Get ready to start firing! The squid have descended upon us!
Not today, you puck squid. Let's go.
Jad, I think it's time for us to shoot each other in the dick so that these squid don't breed with us.
Never in my life when I think that a squid would reproduce my dick and
I didn't think it would come to this, good God. Oh, oh me. Oh, glory. Ah, the squid. And and also, oh, fuck. The Mongolians are flanking us as the squid attack. Oh, God, no.
Oh, Jesus,
no.
Oh, no.
Oh no!